It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor, to this neighborhood. You know how I like to read. I like to read books. I brought us a book today. I'd like to read this book to you. We usually read over there on the couch, so let's just go there. Our special reading place. This book is called Potty, and it's about learning to go to the potty. When babies are little, there are many things they can't do by themselves. They can't get dressed by themselves. They can't even eat by themselves. There are lots of things their moms and dads need to do for them. But when babies grow older, they begin to do things by themselves. They learn how to get dressed. They learn new ways to play, too. Sometimes they like to make pictures with crayons or with their hands. Sometimes they like to play in special places with water or sand. Something else children learn as they grow is how to urinate and make bowel movements, BMs, in the toilet instead of their diapers. Urine and BMs come out of our bodies. They're things our bodies don't need. It can take a long time for children to feel ready to use a toilet, just the way older children and grown-ups do. That's why moms and dads might like to give them a special kind of chair to begin with. It could be a seat that fits on the toilet. Or it could be a potty chair that sits on the floor and has a little pot underneath. Some children like to sit right on the toilet seat, but others feel better sitting on something that lets their feet touch the floor. When children feel ready, they may be able to urinate and make BMs in the pot under the potty chair or right in the toilet. Children need to take their time about things like that. When children first start trying to go to the potty, they may find it hard to get there on time. Some children wet or mess in their pants now and then before they really get used to going to the potty. Learning to stay clean and dry is one way to please. If children ever need to go to the potty when they're away from home, they can always ask the adults with them to help them find a bathroom they can use. It's a good feeling to know that moms and dads like helping their children to grow. There's so much to learn while we're growing. And everyone needs help from time to time. After a while, children can wear underpants and stay dry all day and all night, too. What's more, they will have learned to do something new all by themselves. And they and the people who love them best can be really proud of the way they're growing. Learning to go to the potty. It's important talk. In fact, I'd like to show you a real potty right over in my bathroom here. I want you to see something important here. Just take a look at that very small drain, that small hole where the water and the urine and the BMs go down. No person could ever go down there. could never go down that drain. I'm going to flush it and just show you. See, the water rushes around and goes down. But no person could ever go down the drain of a toilet or a tub or a sink. No. There's the telephone. Let's go in and get it. Hello? Joe.
Uh-huh.
Yes, well, I've wanted to hear her play for a long time. All right. Yes, we can come right away. Okay, see you in a little bit. Bye-bye. That's Joe Negri. He says that Natasha, the famous oboist, is at his shop. So he has invited us to come to hear her play. I love to hear the oboe. And she will play it well, I'm sure. To Negri's Music Shop. Matthew doing?
Oh, he's much better today. Thank you. And thank you for your help the other day when I had to go home.
You're a very caring mother.
Well, it's hard when you need to be two places at one time.
You probably think about him wherever you are, don't you?
I think about him more times than I could count. But after all, I go to work because I want to be able to take care of him.
That's hard for children to understand.
Oh, I know it, but it's true. After all, when I work, I earn money that we use to buy food and clothes and other things that we need.
You're a fine mother.
Natasha's a fine mother, too.
Oh, she's a mother.
Oh, yes, and a fabulous oboist. She and Joe have been working on some beautiful music.
I'm anxious to hear them. May I just go back to the back room?
Oh, yes, they're expecting you.
Good. Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Oh, hi! Oh, I'm glad you're here. I'd like you to meet Natasha.
So nice to meet you, Mr. Rogers.
I've wanted to meet you for a long time.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, we were just working on the phrasing.
It sounds like the song "It's You I Like."
That's exactly what it was.
Is there any way I could hear the whole thing?
Oh, well, sure.
Thank you. beautiful. Mm.
Thank you. Sometimes I play this song for my children because I like it so much.
Oh, Elena told me that you were a mother.
Yes, I am. And I have two sons. Are there pictures right here? This is Justin, and he's 6, and that's Sean, and he's 4.
Justin and Sean.
Yeah.
What handsome sons.
Yes, they are.
Oh, and they are fortunate to have a musical mother like you.
They like music, too. They like to play.
But did you play when you were a little girl? I mean, this oboe, it looks so difficult.
It is. The oboe is a very difficult instrument. I didn't play this as a child because you have to make a double reed in order to play it. And if you're too little, it might be a little bit hard. So when I was 8 years old, I played the clarinet, which is a single reed instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I played that for a number of years. I was a teenager before I started with the double reeds.
But now you play professionally as an oboist in orchestras and in groups, but by yourself as well? I mean, do you play things in concert by yourself?
Oh, certainly. I could play something for you by myself.
I'd like to hear that. Justin and Sean can just be watching you while you play there. Who wrote that?
That's a piece by Telemann. He was a Baroque composer, and he composed... most people know about Bach, and they think that he's the most prolific composer. Mm-hmm. But Telemann wrote a lot of stuff.
Yes, he did.
A lot of stuff.
You know, you feel like dancing. Dum, dum, da, da, da,
oh,
da,
yes.
Da, da, da. Is it a kind of dance?
You could probably do a dance to it.
I guess so. Well... what do your children think about your profession? I mean, you must have to go off to work at times, don't you?
Yes, sometimes. Like when you're a musician, sometimes, as Joe I'm sure knows, you have to play at night. And sometimes I have to be out very late at night. And I have to be sure that my children are with somebody that I trust very deeply. Of course, they're the most precious things to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use your instrument just by yourself? I mean, to express your feelings?
Oh, of course. When I get angry, I like to just blow loud notes, like... and just blow as hard as I can and make awful sounds, just so I can get rid of the anger. And then I can go back and play something really pretty, like... oh, there's another neighborhood song that's a very pretty song that I like to play.
Which is it?
Did you know?
Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Oh, I like
or to feel
too.
Angry.
Or to feel angry, exactly. Or to feel anyway.
I'll start you off. Thank you.
Oh, how much fun to be in your presence. Both of you. Thank you very much for playing for me. I know I mustn't interrupt your practice for the concert, but thank you very much.
Thank you. Playing. I'm so happy to see you.
And please give a hug to your boys for me, will you?
I sure will.
Thank you, Natasha.
Okay, Fred.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Boy, the treats that you give our neighborhood.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Gotta work on the ending again?
Sure.
A bit, huh? Where should we go, Paul?
Please give Matthew a hug. Natasha seems to have such a good time with her work. Her oboe playing is her work. What a fine player she is. I was glad to hear that Helena's little child's feeling better. She certainly seemed happier today, didn't she? I think it's time for some make-believe. Last time we pretended that Henrietta Pussycat had offered to start a caring center for the children of the workers at Corny's factory. Let's think more about that now. In the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, Charlie. Why are you dressed up in that cat costume, Princess Zelda?
Well, I found this costume in the sea room, and I thought it might be fun to wear for a little while.
You're always doing fun stuff.
You can do it, too.
I don't want to put on a costume.
You don't have to put on a costume to have fun.
I think I'll just get sick.
What did you say?
I said I think I'll just get sick.
Why would you get sick?
Maybe my parents wouldn't go to work if I got sick.
Oh, Tuesday, I know you're angry about your parents going to work all the time, but you don't have to get sick to make your point.
That's what you say.
You're much more than your anger, and you're much more than your fist. A closet's more than a hanger. And a fist has an arm and a wrist. You're much more than your sadness. And you're much more than your frown. Your day's more glad than madness. See, a frown is a smile upside down. More than a yell or a tap or a pout. More than a bellow, a slap, or a doubt. You're more than a moment, a feeling, a part. You're more than an outside, you're inside your heart. You see, you're much, much more than your anger. You're much, much more than your mind. When they put you all together, you're a beautiful, marvelous, spirited, lovely, wonderful, one of a kind.
Greetings, neighbors.
Hello, Lady
Hi,
Eberlin.
Lady Eberlin.
What a great cat costume.
I thought I'd be Zelda the princess cat today.
Well, I'm a plumber today. I'm helping with the new caring center. These are the toilets. Henrietta Pussycat said she'd meet me over here by the castle, and then we'd go over to the factory together. How are you, Tuesday?
Okay.
Meow, meow, my buddy.
Hello, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, my big cat, meow, meow.
Ah, did you ever see such a big cat as this?
Meow, 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 costume.
You're right. Only in a costume would there ever be such a big cat.
Meow, meow, really excited, meow, 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 caring, meow, meow.
Me too. These are the toilets for the children's bathroom.
Meow, wonderful.
Everybody seems to be excited about something.
Meow about Meow Tuesday.
Everybody but me.
Meow thought Meow'd help Meow Meow Caring Center.
What could I do to help?
Meow Meow help Meow Meow pretending Meow Meow kings, Meow queens.
I'm not going to help anybody pretend to be a king or queen.
Meow not.
Just because.
What about helping the children with their block building Tuesday?
Block buildings?
Sure. We're going to have a place where there'll be room to build lots of different things.
If you help somebody else, you may find that it helps you, too.
I'll think about it.
Let's think about it together.
We could go to the B room and see what kinds of different blocks there are.
Well, we could take a look just to see.
See you later. Meow.
I'm your fine cat princess.
And a fine person. So is Tuesday.
Meow.
Let's go to the factory. Meow.
Meow, meow.
Cornflake especially.
Meow, meow, especially.
Hello there, ladies.
Hi, Corny. We have some things for the caring center.
Well, that's quick service.
Meow, 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 workers. Meow, meow, caring center.
They surely do want it.
Let's get working on it, then.
All right. Come on inside.
All right. Okay.
Hey there, Aberlin.
Who's calling me?
Over here. Museum go-round.
You play the oboe?
Never too late to try anything, Toots.
Oh,
what about that?
Great sound that instrument has.
I like to learn new things.
I know you do.
What have you got those toilets over there for?
Oh, we're starting a caring center at the factory for the children of Corny's workers.
Oh, well, you can always bring those children on a field trip to this museum if you want.
Good idea.
I'm full of good ideas.
Well, I wish you had a good idea about cheering up my cousin.
Prince Tuesday?
Yes.
What's wrong with that kid?
He's upset because his mom and dad have to work so much.
I'll take care of him. Where is he?
Well, he's home with Princess Zelda.
Okay, Toots. Where's my boomerang?
Oh, here it is.
You? Oh, good. Thank you. I'm going to go see him.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye then.
Toot toot.
Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. Here I come. Tuesday, where are you, Tuesday? Oh, is that you, Henrietta? If it is, you've grown some.
It's Zelda the Princess Cat today, Lady Elaine.
Oh, you're something else, Zelda. Where's Tuesday?
He's inside, still being angry.
At his mom and dad?
You've got it.
Because they go to work?
That's it.
Well, I'm going to have a talk with him. You know, he's much more than he thinks he is.
I think I know what you mean.
What I mean is, he's more than just his parents.
I see.
Agree?
I agree.
Okay, I'll go see him.
A prince is more than his parents. That's apparently so. And meow to you, Trolley.
You are more than your anger, and you're more than your parents. Even though you may be like them, you are special in your own ways. In fact, you're more than any one thing about you. There's lots and lots of things about you that make you who you are, and a lot of it is inside yourself. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. Could you tell me what it is that I usually feed that lives in this television house of mine? My fish. We'll do that now. You are my friends. You are special fish. Whatever there is about you that you don't like, you can always talk about that with someone you love. Someone who loves you. You know one way to tell if somebody really loves you? That person will listen to what you have to tell them. And you know what else? People who love you will tell you the truth about how they feel about you too. Even if it isn't easy to talk about, they'll tell you because they love you. And that can be a good feeling for you and for them. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We talk about lots of things, you and I. Lots of important things. And I like being with you. And I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.